I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at 91 Classical in Nashville Public Radio. We're happy to present something a little out of the ordinary today. We have actually three world premieres of compositions written by Nicholas Wing. And we're going to begin right away with a work entitled Her Voice from the Shoah for Violin and Piano. It will be played by violinist Carrie Juan Bailey and Nicholas Wing at piano.
Thank you.
A piece entitled Her Voice from the Shoah, written by Nicholas Wing. We heard it performed live in Studio C by violinist Carrie Juan Bailey with Nicholas at the piano. A very special and moving piece to open this live in Studio C program. Nicholas is going to give us a bit of context for that piece. I know it's a very personal piece. Carrie has to go to a symphony rehearsal where she's a very prominent member as well. So thank you for playing for us. Nicholas, give us some context for this beautiful piece we just heard.
Thank you, Will. My Her Voice from the Shoah for violin and piano piece actually was originally composed as a solo piano piece, and I then created the cello and piano version with Michael Sammis in mind to give the premiere performance. So it is dedicated to cellist Michael Sammis and to the life and legacy of his grandmother, Sabina Warshawska Rosenzweig, who was a survivor of Auschwitz. And Michael Sammis and Professor Amy Dorfman will give the premiere of the cello and piano version of My Her Voice from the Shoah piece on 4/22/18. So if any listeners would like to attend that performance, we'd love to have you. And it will be, again, on 4/22/18 at 8 p.m. at the Blair School of Music at Vanderbilt University. Michael's mother, Sylvia Sammis, who is assistant concert master emerita of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, will also be performing that evening music that was composed in the ghettos and concentration camps during the Shoah. And excerpts from her mother's autobiography are going to be read during the performance. Her mother was a survivor of Auschwitz and other concentration camps. And I think this is the first time that it's ever been read publicly. So it's going to be an extraordinary program. I am so deeply humbled that my piece will be played by Michael Sammis that evening.
Michael, of course, is an old friend of ours, live in Studio C performances. So we can't overlook the fact that the violin that you just heard played by Carrie Juan Bailey is one of the Violins of Hope, which have been prominently displayed and performed on in Nashville recently. It's listed as a Weichold violin, the Dresden violin, and was associated with the great Polish violinist Bronisław Huberman, who established in 1936 the Palestine Philharmonic, which became in 1948 the Israel Philharmonic. So it's a violin of great distinction and history as well. So we're honored to have been able to hear that violin playing your music this morning, Nicholas. Thank you.
Yeah. And a very quick note. Yesterday, Carrie Juan Bailey rehearsed my piece with me at my apartment, and I thought to myself, who am I? How lucky am I that here in my tiny little apartment in Nashville, Tennessee, where I've composed my heart out over the last 5 years, composing as much beautiful music as I can, and here's this instrument that survived the Shoah Holocaust and now resides in the State of Israel and is protected forever by the State of Israel and by the Weinstein family. And here it is in my tiny little apartment in Nashville. I didn't think about it until after the rehearsal, but I was profoundly affected by that. And it's an honor that no one could ever be worthy of, but it is the deepest honor possible for my music to be played on such an important historic instrument in this context.
Well, it's an honor to have had it with us this morning. Thank you. The next piece is for flute and piano, so give us some context for this.
Well, actually, the inspiration for my beautiful mysterious statue piece for flute and piano was originally the statues at Cheekwood. So I spent a wonderful afternoon at Cheekwood. It was gorgeous surroundings, like heavenly, I would even say. And in the midst of that were these statues that are just kind of peppered around the grounds at various locations. And I thought to myself, I want to compose a piece. I was so moved by these statues. I want to compose a piece that's going to inspire people to spend a few extra minutes to try and discern what the artist intended them to interpret from their piece. So maybe you could take a few more minutes to try and discern the mystery of that particular statue wherever you are at that moment. So, but there's a very important statue at the Skirmorhorn Symphony Center, which is the flautist statue in the courtyard. Very few people know that this was a parting gift from Martha Rivers Ingram to Maestro Kenneth Skirmorhorn. So my hope is that when people walk by that statue, maybe they'll think of my piece. Maybe they'll take a few extra minutes to acknowledge the gift of Maestro Skirmorhorn, who, like Moses, never himself saw the promised land of his Skirmorhorn Symphony Center, one of the greatest concert halls in the world now. He never got to see it himself. But here is this beautiful expression of love in this statue. And so my piece is dedicated to Martha Rivers Ingram, Maestro Kenneth Skirmorhorn, and the flautist statue in the courtyard at the Skirmorhorn Symphony Center.
So this is the beautiful, mysterious statue played by Tessa Loftus, flute, and Nicholas Wing, piano.
Thank you.
The beautiful, mysterious statue, music by Nicholas Wing, played by Nicholas on piano with flutist Tessa Loftus live in Studio C. Another very effective piece, evocative piece by Nicholas Wing. Tessa, thank you. Tessa is in your first year at Belmont Studies, right? Very much appreciate you being with us today. Lovely playing. We'll hear another piece in a moment. Nicholas, fine music. We have one more from you today. This is a little different, with a bit of a narrative along the way. What's the story here?
Well, this is my Fantasia on a Winter's Gift Ballet Suite piece for flute and piano. And it is dedicated to my mother, Alinda, whom I lost in 2009, tragically. It's also dedicated to Irena Danner, who rescued her family from the Nazi Gestapo by joining the Althoff Family Circus. I'm proud to say that my family also has a circus heritage, going back actually, not to, you know, just a local carny, you know, group, but to P.T. Barnum. So I'm very, very proud of that. It wasn't something we were always proud of as kids, you know, that we had a circus heritage, but, you know, it's beautiful. So, and there's a third dedicatee, except it will remain a secret. And so... it could be potentially Virginia Hall, who was with the OSS, and she served in the French resistance movement against the Nazis. Could be her. It might be Hedy Lamarr, who through her own intrepid brilliance was able to escape the Nazis and then did very important work for the U.S. government, including patenting a torpedo communication system that could not be jammed by any of the means of the enemy at the time, any of their technological means. And it involved a player piano, of all things. So just an extraordinary history. So could be Hedy Lamarr, could be Virginia Hall. Beethoven talked about his immortal beloved. Well, to me, she's forevermore. So my Fantasia on a Winter's Gift Ballet Suite is an expression of my larger work, A Winter's Gift, Ballet Suite, but it's just in the piano and flute version. So this performance will be given in a very special format, and we're going to do it in the form of an open rehearsal, somewhat like the Royal Opera House or the Met. And so without further ado, once upon a time. Once upon a time, there was a wicked stepmother. A really evil, wicked stepmother. And she cast an evil spell on the Mystical Music Box ballerina. A really evil spell. A really evil postmodernist evil spell. Ugh. And so, the Mystical Music Box ballerina was cursed to have to return to her frozen pose each time the music box wound down. And because the wicked stepmother could not control the power of the music box, she resolved to destroy all of the music boxes in the land. Eli, my mother's character, learns of the evil Haman-esque plot. And now she must tell the world before it's too late. And so her great adventure to save the world with her circus friends begins. So, measure 32. My first theme is a circus theme. It's a waltz. It's in 3-4. And a lot of the stage action will take place during this particular movement. So the Mystical Music Box ballerina's conflict with the wicked stepmother occurs here. The spell is cast at this point. And Eli also learns of the evil Haman-esque plot to destroy all of the music boxes during this passage. And you will also hear the spell being cast within the music. So measure 32. And measure 36. Oh no, here comes the wicked stepmother. And she's about to cast the evil spell on the Mystical Music Box ballerina. Smoke clears. It is clear that the spell has been cast, and the Mystical Music Box ballerina is seen becoming frozen forever atop the music box as her true love weeps at her feet. And as they share their last embrace, they're torn apart forever. Finally, she turns her face away from her true love. Despite the wicked stepmother's murderous, evil, Haman-esque plot, don't worry, true love always prevails in the end. And the wicked stepmother never ever wins. So, measure 87. The spell is later temporarily lifted, and they dance their beautiful pas de deux. But something is terribly wrong, and her steps begin to falter. And so she and her true love exchange a knowing look, for they know that it means that she must return to her frozen pose atop the music box forever. And each time the music box winds down, it is as if they are parting for the last time, every time. And then one of the clowns, very kindly, goes and winds the music box just a tiny bit more so that they can finish their beautiful pas de deux. And then one of the clowns blows his nose, breaking the tension with a bit of comic relief, but also he completely ruins the romantic moment. But don't worry, for in the end, again, Tyranny and the Wicked Stepmother. They never win. And true love will break the spell for all time. And so, in the end, the Mystical Music Box ballerina and her true love do break the spell, and they take their place atop the music box. That cursed music box becomes the place where they spend eternity. And so they take their place atop the music box, and they dance their beautiful pas de deux. Takes her final turn, her true love catches her. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, so cliffhanger, if you'd like to see the full performance, you're going to have to wait until a major ballet company performs my piece. Otherwise, you can also go to my website at nickwingmusic.com to hear my Winter's Gift Ballet Suite and other of my ballet suites and compositions. You can also visit my YouTube page. So, skipping ahead to the epilogue, true love, of course, breaks the spell once and for all. And the Mystical Music Box ballerina and her true love take their place atop the music box forever. And there they lived happily ever after. Epilogue. Eli, my mother's character, gives a very special gift to her children. It's a music box. And her children soon learn that the stories and the legends of the music box are true. And so the story and the music box play on forevermore.
Beautiful, I beg your pardon, the Fantasia on A Winter's Gift, a ballet suite by Nicholas Wing, performed by flutist Tessa Loftus and Nicholas Wing at piano, excerpts in a narrated open rehearsal form. Very clever and well done. Thank you both for that performance. Nicholas, thank you for bringing your music today to us.
Thank you, Will, for having me. It's an honor to be here, and I am just so overjoyed to play for Rabbi Saul and his students from the Jewish School of Nashville, or Jewish Middle School of Nashville, sorry, rather. And their bright and shining faces
are helping us to give the best performance that we
can. That's right. We have an audience today, which is very unusual. Thank you all for being here. Rabbi Saul Strasberg, thank you for bringing your kids from the Jewish Middle School of Nashville, and give yourselves a hand. You're off and running on your own lives and careers. Thank you all. I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for being with us for Live in Studio C. Coming up next week, renowned flutist Bart Feller will be here. He's on the faculty at Rutgers University and the principal of New Jersey Symphony Orchestra, as well as other posts, and he will be participating in the Mid-South Flute Festival. So Bart Feller will be with us live in Studio C next week. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation for their generous support of Nashville Public Radio and Live in Studio C. And our thanks to our engineer for the program, Carl Peterson. I'm Will Griffin, and we appreciate you being with us for a bit of Middle Tennessee's classical music live in Studio C.